grab those moments and ride them, because they are good ones. Mm-hmm. What else, Priscilla?
That's it. Thank you. All right.
Who else has a question or comment? Something they want to share?
Well, this is Deborah, but yes, something Deborah. She just said, I have another question, but something she just said made me think of, sometimes I can be reading a book and I'll know what the next few pages are going to be, or how what's going to turn out as if the book is a hologram and it contains the whole story in one, and because I'm reading this one paragraph, sometimes I can know what's going to happen 5 chapters down the road.
And that would be also your potato at work. Again, your potato does not have to read the pages. Because there is information on the pages. But your unconscious mind is far more versatile and far more operating with high performance than the conscious mind would. And when you find these kinds of moments, applaud yourself and realize that this can be working. It's a technique that is working all the time for you, and sometimes it shows up in reading, because usually when you are reading, you are relaxed. And when you are relaxed, you are more in alpha, and then you are more open to let things happen. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, let's say, your own abilities manifesting themselves through you. Think about it this way. People who were not over-mediated, and that is, of course, only recently, so prior to that, people learned in very different ways that you learn today. You've heard the classical education that people have, or people have studied in time, say, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, they studied language and they knew this and they knew music and they could be artists and writers and they knew language and all these things. How did they do all of this? The principle is that learning can be absorbed. And if you learn and push through one thing, then the desire to learn more sort of just transfers itself over to you. And of course, if you are operating astutely with timelines, you often are led to explore things in one lifetime that you already know and have learned in another. So some forms of education are simply a big remembering and a review, and this is this unconscious mind that then brings that knowledge forward to the conscious mind. On your world, we would say this is probably more in demonstration in less educated people. In today's world, the more educated people are, they have come to believe they must crack the books and study and take tests and perform and do all these things. And in some way, this shuts down the flow of knowledge. It acts as if you don't know anything and that you only learn by study and by teaching. And this is not the case at all. We teach in such a way to remind you, many of you, of what you already know. Mm-hmm. That is why sometimes our words, the things we say, sound so affirming, sound familiar, because you already know what we are speaking of. But again, Deborah, you can find it in just a novel.
Yeah.
And this is the ability of your unconscious mind to read the book without ever moving the pages. Fascinating, yes. What else, Deborah?
I have a question pertaining to the brain on the pineal gland. I've just learned that the pineal gland has crystalline structures contained within it that connect you, align you with magnetic north. So that got me to wonder, like, what does that mean for the human body? Particularly in these times, in the nanosecond. And the other wondering that came up was the bird, you know, the animals, they're linked in with magnetic north too, and somehow all these electronics are disturbing that pattern for them.
Absolutely. The electronics of your world are taking a great toll on the animal kingdom. And do not think that the poor animals and we humans are going to be fine. The electronics that have been invented so quickly, so rapidly foisted on humanity, are really creating disturbances within the human electromagnetic field, meaning that if you look back at the garden of the mind and you see the various frequencies that through which you think and operate and perceive reality, these frequencies can be short-circuited, jammed, wiped out,